So you're ready for me?
Yep. Good afternoon, I'm Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 2 o'clock agenda, and it will be for fiscal year 2025 budget workshops. And we will be starting this time period with Western Alliance for Economic Development.
Is there one of these in the package, Chairman?
So,
You need this for the.
Thank you, Mr. Lincoln.
Sure. Good afternoon, everyone. And I know I was a little late getting the application in. I had a detached red a couple of weeks ago, and this is the first meeting I've been to in 2 weeks. Getting out of the house, I still have to have a driver and all that stuff, but it's getting better.
Good.
Before you today, to give you a little update on the Western Alliance, and have requested some funding. Just the sheet I just gave you, I'm sure, and as far as I'm, my place and the commissioners, I probably need to tell you a little bit about myself. I am from Canyon County, approaching almost 70 years living here, which is hard to believe, but I grew up out of Wilder on a dairy farm, and then actually Rowcroft Farm about 20 years myself, and then went to MPC Computers and was a supervisor out there for 10 years in manufacturing. And then the spot opened up at Wilder for housing administrator. So I applied for that, and I finished my career as the Wilder Housing Administrator. I was responsible for about 144 units of housing, and I did that for 12 years, and I retired about 6 years ago from that. During all this, the last 20 years or so, I was very involved with the Western Alliance for Economic Development, either on the board. When Tina Wilson was finishing her position there, I was chairman of the board, and we kind of had a choice. We had some grant funding available from the Department of Commerce, about $15,000 that we could either disband the organization, or I missed a meeting. They go, let's get Dave to see if he... So they hired me to part-time to keep the organization going, and I've really enjoyed it and continue to learn. I mean, I've been there for a little over 18 months now, and so the sheet I gave you kind of gives you some of the affiliations that we have. I was not able. Mike Grimm, who is our chairman, was able to come today. The other two e-board members had conflicts and weren't able to attend. But our membership is based on some cities, or the rural communities in Canyon and Jim County. And there's a host of other organizations we're involved with. And then I also, on the second page, I listed the training leadership activities I've been through since I've been there. There has just been a whole host of activities that for part-time is almost overwhelming, but it's been worth my efforts to attend those. The one of the priorities with the group right now is, I don't know if you're aware, but our Region 3, which is the same Region 3 that ITD has and that the Association of Counties has. This is the same group of, we do not have an economic development region here, an official one. And that's tied with that would be tied with the U.S. Economic Development Administration. And because of that, we lack those points when we apply for grants anywhere in that region, anywhere in the Dent County region, there's a certain number of points that go with grant applications. And we aren't eligible for that right now. So, and I really wasn't aware of that until USDA pointed that out to me. So, right now we are, I've been kind of tasked with working towards getting that established. And it's going to be a huge undertaking. And whether it's me that sees that through or they bring another director on to see that through, that's one thing that's on our radar right now. But I think I wrote a little bit about that on the last page of the sheet I gave you. But getting the board set up to do that, it's going to involve all the county commissions. If we set this up like it's set up in Region 4 down in the Magic Valley, they have one commissioner from each of the counties that serves on that board. And so we're generally going to have to look for support from most all of the counties in southwestern Idaho to get that set up. Just as I came on board, we had been awarded a grant from the Department of Commerce and USDA to, and also through the City of Greenleaf. Through the City of Greenleaf, we contracted with Region 4 at Twin Falls to help us develop a business plan to get that set up. And if you guys would, you folks would like, I can email this to you. But I believe that total grant was almost $19,000 to get this plan put together. But it's very thorough. It's a good document. And I guess I didn't add, I needed to add also that our organization, we actually work through the City of Greenleaf. They are our fiscal agent and take care of the funding for the Western Alliance that actually flows through their books. And so all of that, it keeps our checks and balances in good shape. And so just going back to when I started, I've run a really lean budget to, so I'm working less, well, I work right at 20 hours a week. And my office is at home, and I actually even furnish part of the office equipment and all that. I just really want to see this go. And where I'm retired, I don't really require any of those benefits right now either. The only thing I really have to pay is the tax, I have a lot of sincerity as far as this organization goes. And so what I have requested is $20,000, mainly to go into our budget to make sure that we can continue, to help make sure. If that isn't possible, I can go out, probably go out and do some fundraising of some kind, but I don't know that my time merits all of that to do all of the other things that we need to do. Right now in Canyon County, other than this, the small communities do not have any kind of economic development organization that they can go to. One thing that we have done in the last year, we got Melba. And it takes a person that's really dedicated in each community to get an organization going. But over in Melba, we've got a lady that has got a new chamber of commerce going over there, and she told me the other day she's got 22 members, and they're doing, plus their organizational meeting, they do trainings once a month, and those are the kind of things we need in each community in our county here. None of the other communities have any chambers, so there's a lot of, so I'd like to feel like I'm the one that, you know, that they can reach out to going through their city halls or whatever they can reach out to for support and resources. So anyway, that's the size of, I got to talk about. There's one other item I don't know if any are aware of, but when the previous Regional Economic Development Group was here, which disbanded, I don't know how long ago that was, 12 years ago, 14 years ago, there was a sum of money there that went to Region 4 revolving loan funds that they have saved for us over there. Well, they took that and they have opened a finance office in Napa now. And so if there's a new business come into the area that won't quite qualify for finances through a bank and they just need a little extra help or a co-sign or a guarantee on a loan, we have a loan agent over there now that can step in. So if you guys ever hear of any of that and somebody's needing some assistance, please let me know and I'll direct them over there. But he's very busy, and I'll be surprised sometime he may come and talk to you folks too, and just let you know about his program. But anyway, I'm open for any questions.
Questions? Hand over.
Thank you for your presentation. When Tina was in, she did her own fundraising on that, and the county contribution at that time was $26,000 and some change. And so your ask now is $20,000, and if it's not you or somebody else, I'm looking through here, maybe I've just missed it, but what's the annual amount of salary or remuneration that we're looking for?
So my salary right now is $20,000.
Okay.
And we're looking at some additional expenses going forward to get a presentation put together to work on getting this region set up. And so that's where, you know, I'm looking for some extra funding.
Sure. And in that, I hear what you're saying. Tina did have a distinguished list of grant applications that had been funded because of her efforts. She did a good job with that. But I would anticipate that, and it's very nice that you're volunteering your time, but if you recruited an economic development person for this area to assist in a larger capacity, do you feel like that $20,000 is enough?
I don't believe that's going to cover it. I believe that we're going to require other funding.
Yes.
That's why we're looking at bringing all the counties in to help us get.
Yeah. Okay. And I see the commitment letter in there from the mayor of Greenleaf. That was very nice, or his assistant. But so you're going to be making that kind of a presentation to get to a salary range where a qualified economic development person could be hired full time. Yes?
So the region in Twin Falls, I don't know how many employees they have. I believe they have 12 employees now. It'll be quite an organization. And all of those, that plan is here, you know, going forward, going out over so many years. Like, it's got a 5-year plan.
Okay.
Putting this together. The other piece of this, we're not sure where the Western Alliance is going to land when all this is done, whether it's going to be a part of that region or it'll still remain by itself. And then we'll have the regional economic development too, because we have different areas in our region that have organizations like the Western Alliance. There's the Snake River group, for instance, up Fruitland, Fayette, Ontario area that does the same thing we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the rubric that Greenleaf established for funding, their funding, is that standard for a standard ask for other cities or counties?
It is. That was actually a requirement with the Department of Commerce to get our grant.
Okay.
To get our economic development professional grant.
Okay. And Wilder doesn't detail it as clearly as Greenleaf did.
Wilder is just a contributor.
Okay.
They actually belong to our group. And the same with notice.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Lincoln, would you, for the audio record, discuss what types of economic development these small rural communities are interested in?
I can tell you right now that entrepreneurs, small family-run businesses, are where we want to be of most assistance. Those mom and pop businesses that might run an internet business or something out of their farm. That's a priority with our kind of organization. Plus, you know, regular businesses in those communities, you know, supporting them and keeping them in existence, and then having a place for if there's any industry. I mean, I've had calls from pretty big companies that are looking for certain properties and things that, yeah, I support those too. And just mainly to be available to be a resource to send them wherever they need to go to get assistance too. And I work closely with the Small Business Administration and USDA. Those are the main two. Well, and then the Department of Commerce.
Thank you.
Chairman, I was under the understanding, and we have our Director of Development Services here, and so I'm wondering if she has any historical knowledge of what transpired, but I understood some of that benefit to include upgrades maybe to sewer or any of that. But that was a part of that grant funding, which would make the benefit to the community more than just to an individual or private small enterprise. So I think that would be an important component if that's where we're going to go to assist with federal funding and some of that. Is that the plan to include that going forward?
Absolutely. And I'm sorry I didn't bring that up too, but infrastructure is a big piece.
Yeah.
Whether it's water and sewer, transportation, we would be involved in that.
And that was a big sell point for me on spreading the benefit of that, which is one of the questions in there. How does it benefit the community as a whole rather than just individual people? So thank you for supplementing that. No, it's fine. I want as much information as there can be on the record so that...
So, and just going back to what Tina accomplished when she was, you know, and you brought that up too, but she funded over $6 million with grant money while she was in that. And hopefully, you know, when we were ever able to bring a full-time person on, that would be a big piece.
Right. And most of the reason that she functioned well was because, first, she had a heart for service, but in some of those smaller cities, they can't afford a full-time economic development person to assist. And so cost-sharing that among the smaller cities to get access to some of those grant funding opportunities was really, I think, what she did well.
And most of those communities now, you know, they've come to the point where they either go out and have a private, they hire a private individual to do grant writing or they have somebody within the city that does it.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I'd just like to point out that Sirocco is a new employer that's not very far down the road from the city of Greenleaf. Western Alliance was instrumental, in my opinion, in them landing in the Munn Ranch. And so they're pushing close to 200 employees now. So it's changed the quality of life. It's changed a lot of things. And for me, one of the things that I want to always have a criteria is the money that we're considering giving to these agencies, is it something that is going to return multifold to the county, to our tax base, to our quality of life? And I think this organization definitely meets all of that criteria in spades.
Chairman, yes. So for the Zoroco plant, which I've toured that plant, and they're local grown entrepreneurs, and they contribute and meet the need for employment for a large sector of that community. But was the grant funding did that help upgrade the sewer to give capacity for that facility?
No, the sewer was built and done before they even considered the Munn Ranch.
Okay, thank you.
That was probably one of the reasons they came, was because that.
Yeah, they required a sewer, or they couldn't locate.
So, and then, and excuse me, Mr. Chairman, but at Wilder right now, of course, Watson's has their new plant, their new packing shed going in, and that's bringing, that's a $32 million investment that I know I will be getting involved with them a little bit when they start working on some of their staffing and, you know, find labor and those things. I still need to meet with Margie Watson and probably Brad, but Parma, you know, and I've been doing a little work in Parma too. There's a new store going to be coming online over there, new Valleywide facility. And there's, I don't know what all I can talk about there, but I expect to see that come in the next 18 months or so, that store.
Chairman?
Yes.
Just one last question. I know you said you had a document that we don't have the benefit of, but when do you anticipate that a job description and a salary range will, and the scope of work will be available for review for cities and counties to?
Okay, so it's for my position or for one that we have?
Well, and I guess I'm unclear if you're staying on as a full-time and will be the coordinator for that, or if you're preparing for someone to take that.
Prepare for someone
okay.
more qualified than I am to take that.
Okay, so then that's my question, is as it relates to the position that you're currently temporarily filling, when will all of that information be available?
I will have that to you in the next 60 days, is that?
Okay.
I'll sit down with her.
And then?
Get that worked out.
Chairman, as a follow-up, I'm assuming that you're making this obviously to more than us on a presentation. So at some point in time, you'll have a cumulative total for the funding, what's been committed for that.
Commitments from the other folks, I will have. I've got an application that's got to go to the Department of Commerce by the end of the month.
Okay.
So the ones that are committed by that time, I'll have that.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Clearly, we're dealing with a work in progress.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Chairman,
yes.
Just given the past history of what WAED has provided to the smaller communities, this is an ask that's less than what the county was previously providing. I'm hopeful that Mr. Lincoln can secure commitments from other communities that would attract a qualified candidate. But at this stage, anticipating more information, I think that placeholder is probably good.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, I want to take this kind of presentation to Jim County too. I would like to get them back in as a funding partner. When we went through the COVID situation, it really, and I'm not telling you folks anything. I know, but we're still recovering from all of that.
Right.
And the Jim County Economic Development Foundation and the Chamber up at Emmett they've stayed with us and I'm pretty active over there with their groups too.
Nice. And they have a commitment letter from 2023. Do you anticipate that their level of commitment?
I just haven't got the letter yet.
Okay.
I sit on their board.
And will it be more or the same?
It's the same.
Okay. Thank you.
And I appreciate the fact that they're continuing with us too.
Okay. So discussion, are we in consensus to indicate that we're on board for that at this point?
At this point, Mr. Chairman, I think so. I mean, my only concern, I guess, going back to the question I asked was, a lot of these smaller communities have been very vocal here within the last couple months about the amount of growth taking place. So concerned about how you support promoting business growth outside of being wholly centered around agricultural production in communities that have been largely adversarial to growth in general. So I'm in consensus of putting it on there for further discussion going forward into the budget season, but I guess that's kind of something that somebody's going to have to answer for me or explain a little more about what we're looking to do.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Brooks, I didn't really touch on that either, but agriculture is a big piece of this organization, and we're the hop growers, and I sit on the Sunny Slope Wine Commission, or not Wine Commission, the Sunny Slope Wine Trail Group. The produce type companies that are going on and families that are doing that. Agriculture is a big piece of this, and also one of the projects I had is Waihee Produce, who is doubling their facility. I've been involved with some of what they're doing over there, and that'll employ another 30 people over on the state line over there at Nessa or at Parma. So, yeah, and that was another one that Tina worked with. She got a big grant for them when they first. She was responsible for bringing them to Idaho and Canyon County. So, those kind of industries too that support agriculture that's a piece of my mission too.
And Mr. Chairman, I think that's fantastic. But the catch-22 I feel like I'm sitting in is to help promote that. Those industries and those businesses are going to need people, and those people have to have a roof over their head. So unless we're expecting them to commute from some larger city out there, it's going to be preferred that they live somewhat close to their job. But then we've taken a lot of flack in the past for promoting or even allowing growth in these smaller communities, because a lot of times that takes up a piece of agricultural dirt to put a house on. So I get it. I get it, but I don't. So I guess that's, again, I'm in consensus of moving forward and having further discussion about it, but.
Okay. All right. Are you good to move forward?
Yes, and I understand, Commissioner Brooks, and hopefully the people that don't understand the growth and what the vision is for Canyon County will tune in and hear what it is that leadership is trying to do to manage that and make this a desirable place to live, work, and play.
All right. Well, thank you. Let the record show then that the board at this point is in consensus to bring this forward in the budgetary process.
Thank you, Mr. Lincoln.
Thank you. Congratulations on the election.
Thank you.
I do. I appreciate anybody that steps into public service because, I'm not doing anything.
Thank you for your comments.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Is there someone here from the Canyon Soil Conservation District?
I am the other. Partners are outside.
Oh no, partners in crime are outside, huh? let's take a brief 5 minute till you can round up your troops.